This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. Yes.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
The question, of course, is what do we learn? What will we learn? And when will we see the manifesto of the shooter? Welcome back. Glad you're here today. Thank you so much for being part of the show. I appreciate it very, very much. You know, last week we had a conversation about banning TikTok, if you remember. And like all things in life, things sound good sometimes. They really do. Sounds like a great idea. Ban TikTok. China's spying on us, bad things on there, bad videos, sexualized content, violence, just ban it. Question I kept asking was, how? How do you ban it? How do you do it? And like everything else that the government touches, they mess it up and they destroy it. And you remember my Zeoli axiom from years ago, which is that whenever you give up liberty, the government will take that liberty and they will weaponize it for political purposes. They will take it and they will weaponize it for political purposes. And that's exactly what is happening here as they try to ban TikTok. What do I mean by that? Well, Greg Price on Twitter pointing out earlier today that the bill that's come out that actually has the ban of TikTok in it, this bill, will basically be the Patriot Act for the internet. It will basically be the Patriot Act for the internet. Yeah. Why are we at this place? Why are we at this place right now? We're at this place right now because we have allowed the government to get so much power out of all of us that we don't even think twice as we turn around and we go, oh, you're going to do what now? He tweeted out today, the bill to ban TikTok is absolutely terrifying. It gives the government the ability to go after anyone they deem as a national security risk, at which point they can access everything from their computer to video games to their doorbell camera. Section 3 of the bill to ban TikTok has the following: addressing information and communication technology products and services that pose undue or unacceptable risk. Remember years ago, and Chris, this is for you, buddy, greater Chris, it's not just Confederate generals. They're not going to stop at Confederate statues. You remember that whole thing? Do you remember years ago when maybe we had a fight, you and I, over the opening up of the Apple iPhone? Do you remember that? And Rush Limbaugh, who was on before me, of course, I was back in afternoons back then. Rush said it. I said it. It's not just one phone. You remember how many debates we had back and forth about that? It was a terrorist. Just this one time, make an exception and open up the phone. And we said no, because this is proprietary technology by Apple. And the minute that the government has the ability to then destroy the encryption, the entire product is useless and worth nothing. And that's not what we should be doing here. So it's just one ban, right? It's just one app. It's just TikTok. It's no big deal. It's just one app. Just ban it. It's just one app, except it's not. addressing information and communication technology products and services that pose undue or unacceptable risk. The secretary, in consultation with the relevant executive department and agency heads, is authorized to and shall take action to identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, or otherwise mitigate, including by negotiating, entering into, or imposing and enforcing any mitigation measure to address any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States that the secretary determines. To be a threat, including software, hardware, or any other product or service integral to telecommunications products and services, including wireless local area networks, mobile networks, satellite payloads, satellite operations and control, cable access points, wireline access points, core networking, long, short, and backhaul networks or edge computer platforms, desktop applications, mobile applications, gaming applications, payment applications, or web-based applications, or information and communications technology products and services integral to A, artificial intelligence and machine learning, B, quantum key distribution, C, quantum communications, D, quantum computing, E, post-quantum cryptography. By the way, Ant-Man is screwed if this bill becomes law. I'm such a nerd. I'm such a freaking nerd. What's wrong with me? I mean, what is wrong with me? Can I just not make a superhero reference every 5 minutes in the middle of a serious point?
We've had Batman. We have had Ant-Man. We've had that toxic guy from
Toxic
New
Avenger.
Yeah.
Post-quantum cryptography. Autonomous systems, advanced robotics, biotechnology, synthetic biology, computational biology, and e-commerce technology and services, including any electronic techniques for accomplishing business transactions, online retail, internet-enabled logistics, internet-enabled payment technology, and online marketplaces. The bill to ban TikTok gets even worse if you find yourself in violation. They can put you in jail for 20 years, fine you $1 million, and seize your property. They can also deem any foreign government an adversary without informing Congress, and everything they do, everything, is not subjected to the Freedom of Information Act. Included in the bill to ban TikTok, it's just one app. Civil penalties. The secretary may impose the following civil penalties on a person for each violation by that person of this act or any regulation, order, direction, mitigation, measure, prohibition, or other authorization issued under this act. Ready? A fine of not more than $250,000 or an amount that is twice the value of the transaction that is the basis of the violation with respect to which the penalty is imposed, whichever is greater. Revocation of any mitigation measure or authorization issued under this act to the person. In general, a person who willfully commits, willfully attempts to commit, or willfully conspires to commit, or aids and abets in the commission of an unlawful act described in subsection A, shall upon conviction be fined not more than $1 million, or if a natural person, may be imprisoned for not more than 20 years or both. Forfeiture. In general, any property, real or personal, tangible or intangible, used or intended to be used in any manner to commit or facilitate a violation or attempted violation described in paragraph 1, shall be subject to forfeiture to the United States. Proceeds. Any property, real or personal, tangible or intangible, constituting or traceable to the gross proceeds taken, obtained, or retained in connection with or as a result of a violation or attempted violation described in paragraph 1, shall be subject to the forfeiture of the United States. The Secretary may, in consultation with the Director of National Intelligence, designate any foreign government or regime as a foreign adversary if the Secretary finds that the foreign government or regime is engaged in a long-term pattern or serious instances of conduct significantly adverse to the national security of the United States or security and safety of the United States persons. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, well, doesn't that sound like a power the secretary already has? No, he doesn't. But they're going to give it to him now when they ban TikTok. I tell you what, when are we going to learn our lesson here? I mean, at what point are we going to learn our lesson? I mean, sure, China can spy on us, but we're literally going to give our government more power to spy on us by banning the app that China is using to spy on us. I'm telling you, one of these days, I'm going to be wrong, but today's not that day. Inapplicability of FOIA. Any information submitted to the federal government by a party to a covered transaction in accordance with this act, as well as any information the federal government may create relating to review of the covered transaction, is exempt from disclosure under Section 552 of Title V, United States Code, commonly referred to as the Freedom of Information Act. As Greg Price puts it, and I think it was very, very well said, if this was about banning TikTok, they would pass a bill that simply banned TikTok. But the Uniparty is trying to create the same system of domestic spying they did after 9/11, but for the internet and on steroids. The bill was introduced by Senator Mark Warner from Virginia. Here's a list of all the people co-sponsoring it. It basically runs the table for the worst members of the D.C. Uniparty. Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Senator Ben Ray Lugin, Democrat of New Mexico. Tim Kaine from Virginia. Kevin Cramer of North Dakota. Richard Blumenthal. Chuck Grassley. John Hickenlooper. Tom Tillis. Lindsey Graham. Senator Mark Kelly. Senator John Thune. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Senator Deb Fischer. Senator Joe Manchin. Senator Jeffrey Moran. Senator Michael Bennett. Senator Dan Sullivan. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Senator Susan Collins. Senator Martin Heinrich. Senator Rand Paul. Just kidding.
You got me there. I just said to Henry, I was like, wow, geez, I'm surprised he signed on to that.
Just kidding. Hat tip to the Libertarian Party caucus of the Libertarian Party caucus focused on Austrian economic literacy, decentralization, privatization, and opposition to war on Twitter at LP Mrs. Caucus. They had a lot of screenshots of what's inside the bill, which should absolutely be terrifying to everybody. But this is what happens. I mean, you know, if you turn around and you say, there's got to be a better way than banning an app, even though the national security implications are so terrifying, because freedom has to also play a role in all this. And when you ban something, all you do is create an underground market for it and you give the government more power. And the question I have is, how many teenagers are going to become federal felons for downloading TikTok off the internet? Is what I want to know. And I also think this too, and this is an excellent point that they make here as they screenshot this bill. What you're going to have here now is once again the government opening its big, giant, ugly snout, putting it under the tent, and then taking the whole thing down with it as they use a ban on TikTok to then expand their weaponization of the very government we're trying to now rein in through the House Select Committee on the Weaponization of Government. The Restrict Act is not limited to just TikTok. It gives the government authority over all forms of communication, domestic or abroad, and grants powers to enforce any mitigation measure to address any risk to national security now and in any potential future transaction. I want to ask you a question, honestly, too. Who defines what a threat to national security is? Say you have a global pandemic. Just going to throw this out there. You have a global pandemic and the nation has to lock down for 2 weeks to slow the spread. And you're putting out quote unquote misinformation to counter the lockdowns, and the government deems that to be a threat to national security since it's on the internet, are you now a federal felon? I don't know. Do you want to play that game and find out? Because I don't. I'm good. So imagine it like this. Everything Matt Taibbi exposed in the Twitter files about the government working to censor and silence people because they felt as if posts on COVID or other things were a threat to national security, which obviously they deem a pandemic to be a legitimate threat to national security, obviously. Well, this time around, instead of just censoring you, they can say you're a potential threat to the United States of America. They don't have to prove it. You just give them the authority to make your life a living hell, and then who wants to be in that position? So if you're out there, for example, posting things that could pose a risk to the health and safety of the United States of America, and say Fauci and friends don't like it because you keep bringing up this wackadoodle theory that COVID-19 came from a lab, and that has serious national security implications, you're going to miss the good old days when all they could do was mute your tweet. Oh, you'll miss those days. As they come to your home, guns drawn, to seize your computer and your cash and everything else, as they argue that you are spreading misinformation in a time of a national emergency. Because don't forget, that's what happens, right? The president declares a national emergency. I believe President Trump's declaration of a national emergency was it March 6th, Matt DeSantis? It was around that time, right, that he did that?
Yeah, I'll double check.
When the president declares a national emergency, all bets are off, you know, all bets are off. At that moment now, if you're on Twitter or you're on Facebook, and let's say it's March of 2020, but the government had this power back then, and you're going on about COVID is a bioweapon that came from a lab, and you've got all these followers and they're retweeting this and everything. In the good old days, they would just simply shadow ban you. But this bill gives them the authority to come to your home, break down the door in the middle of the night, drag your ass out of there, arrest you for possible now violations of this PREVENT Act, because you might be hurting the safety and the health and the national security of the United States of America in the middle of an emergency. And what is an emergency? It's anything they want it to be. If you think this is a good idea, you probably hate me. This is the only thing I can think of while you're listening to this show. If you think this is good, you probably hate my guts. And you're a lefty who thinks, oh, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear. What's the big deal? Just don't do anything the government doesn't like online and you'll be fine.
If this bill doesn't scare you, you have to have your head in the sand or something.
I agree.
This one, of all the things, this one freaks me out the most.
And you don't freak out easily, my friend.
No. A lot of issues that we talk about don't bother me or don't concern me. This one really, really grinds my gears.
Like, if you want to ban TikTok, and I don't want to. I'm not saying that that's the solution here. But it would be one page, right? And it would say, TikTok is banned.
Yeah.
It would not be a page. It would be a sentence. It would go like this. This is Senate Bill 1. Here are the... TikTok's banned. All right, all in favor, say aye. Instead, this bill is hundreds or possibly thousands of pages. I don't know. I haven't exactly seen it, but it's probably at least hundreds of pages. Empowering the government with all kinds of stuff, keeping all the stuff they do secret, and not even subject to the Freedom of Information Act to find out. And all it takes is you just have to do something online that they feel hurts the national security of America. Well, that's everything. That's anything. What isn't that, out of curiosity? We'll be sitting on the porch one day and they'll be like, oh man, remember back in the day, in my day, if you just posted something they didn't like, they'd just mute your ass. Let's go visit grandpa. He's in Gitmo, you know? Why? What'd he do? Oh, he posted this whole thing about how masks don't work and they deem that to be a threat to national health under the Emergency Authorization Act of the authorization of the COVID Act. And by spreading that, he's killing people and he wants people to die. And so they arrested him in the middle of the night and now he's in Gitmo. Or Let's go see Aunt Debbie. Why do you want to see Aunt Debbie? Well, she's in federal prison in Montana. Why? Well, she told everybody that the vaccine would not stop transmission. Well, it doesn't. I know. But when she said that at the time, we were still in a public health emergency and they deemed her to be a threat to national security because she would undermine the public's confidence in the vaccine at a time when we had to have the vaccine to make sure that we stopped the national public health emergency. And under subsection A, point two, version VB-3, that's a and in fact, they executed her last night at midnight. The bill's 55 pages. What do you need to ban TikTok is 55 pages?
Correct. Yeah, I have the PDF.
Is it like Bart Simpson? They just wrote it 1,000 times?
No, there's a lot here.
I will ban TikTok. TikTok is now banned. TikTok is now banned. 55 pages. It's not that.
It is not that. No. It's a full 55. With new information on every page.
A new power, new authority, all of this that we're giving them under the guise of it's just one app. It's just one app that China uses to spy on us. What are you doing? Oh, and in the meantime, can you turn over the remaining few shreds of your liberty that you have for us to keep you safe? Pretty please, with sugar on top. And if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear. Really. We're not going to come after you for posting things that we don't like on Twitter. And the time that we sent the IRS to Matt Taibbi's house the day that he was about to testify before the Weaponization of Government Committee was purely a coincidence. Oh, man. I wish there was a book about this that was ever written. Like 1987 would have been a good title for it.
It was a good year.
Right?
Yeah.
If I was going to write a book about this dystopian future where the government controlled information and punished people who put out wrong information, I would say 1987 would be a great year for that to write. We should have written that book. God. I wish there was another book about everybody having to comply or they'd be like a bunch of animals on a farm.
What would that one be called?
Chicken Little.
The sky is falling.
Clearly. All right. Well, listen. What are you worried about, huh? Please. You got nothing to worry about. It's all going to be fine. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Just say it with me. 40 days to lose up to 40 pounds with spring around the corner. Spring here. It's time to lose that weight that's been, you know, bothering you all winter, right? Schedule your consult with NJ Diet. It only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds. See, NJ Diet's program is unlike anything else you've ever done. A guaranteed program that uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize supplements that will target your hormonal imbalances. That's going to get your body into the fat-burning zone so you could naturally shed the weight. Then, NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep it off. If you're not sure you can do it alone, NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. So get guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds without any shots. There's no feeling of hunger. There's no hormones. There's no surgery. So what are you waiting for? Schedule your consult now. Locations are close by in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill, or worldwide with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or go to njdiet.com and lose the weight for good with njdiet.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
The city of Philadelphia is holding a briefing on the water situation. I believe it's underway right now. No. All right, we're going to monitor it for you, and we may dip into it for a moment just to see what's going on. But I want to mention, you know, I think it's really my buddy Daniel Turner just tweeted out something. And if you listen to the rhetoric about guns, you can kind of understand where he's going with this. He said, they will declare guns a health emergency just like they will with climate change, just as they did with COVID. Then they can take away your property, lock you in your home, arrest you for not complying, while thwarting all their new public health rules. COVID envy is real. I think as you hear the rhetoric about guns in light of the shooting in Nashville, and again, if you missed it, the interview I did with the head of the police union in Nashville, outstanding. Just please take a listen to that on the podcast later if you missed it. If you missed anything, go back and listen to it. It's really important to hear that. But we are dealing with a lot of people in the country right now who are pushing to expand government power in every single way. The Restrict Act that is in this Senate Bill 686 does a lot more than just ban an application. Here's a little bit of audio. This is what I've been talking about. This is from a social media content creator. This is how scary this is if this gets signed into law, if this becomes law. Cut 17.
How we use the internet is about to fundamentally change forever, and it's terrifying. This is Bill S-686, also known as the Restrict Bill. You'll probably know it as the TikTok ban bill, but it does so much more than just that. It actually does more than any bill I think we've ever seen. I encourage everyone to read it by going here and clicking the text tab, but here are the main takeaways. Foreign adversaries can change by definition, but a few are already listed. They are the People's Republic of China, including Hong Kong, Special Administration Region, the Republic of Cuba, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and of course, the Russian Federation and Venezuela under the regime of Nicolas Maduro Moros. I hope I pronounced that correctly. But these definitions can change at any time. The bill covers hardware technology like modems, routers, and home cameras, and virtual tech like VPNs, and basically bans them if they are manufactured by or used to contact and deal with foreign adversaries. Speaking of VPNs, using VPNs to bypass banned apps such as TikTok is made a criminal act under this bill. And the penalty? It's a minimum imprisonment of 20 years and a minimum fine of $250,000 or $1 million, depending if you knowingly did so to access banned content. The bill gives the federal government the power to monitor any activity used by these suspected devices, virtual or otherwise. Essentially, they can monitor what you are doing at home 24/7 without even informing you. This includes things such as routers, video games, streaming apps, smart thermostats, ring cameras, basically anything that uses the internet. Now, the real terrifying part of all of this, as if that all wasn't terrifying enough, is that the bill goes on to state that this will happen by the president appointing a secretary of communication. That secretary then forms a group on their own without any voter input whatsoever. This group can have meetings behind closed doors. They don't have to disclose anything. They can ban and deem anything inappropriate or a risk to security at any moment in time. And if they do, they can go through your instant messages, your emails, texts, basically anything that uses the internet, and they can censor it. So in summary, this bill can effectively ban anything the government deems inappropriate extremely quickly without warning. The ramifications of this range from breaking up mass communication methods to even watching the cameras in your home, aka spying on you. It really is that bad, and I am not speaking in hyperbole.
Some breaking local news for you, and I want to thank Mike on Twitter who just sent this to me, Mike Gibson. The president of Temple University is out. Jason Wingard resigned as Temple University president after the board accepted his resignation. He'd been president for less than 2 years. Obviously, public safety being the paramount issue that the students of Temple were most concerned about. And obviously, after a Temple police officer was gunned down in that horrific killing, and then all of the mess we learned about the Temple police not having access to the radio communications with the Philadelphia Police Department, how they were working by themselves, did not have backup and all the other things. The board leaders announced last week they plan to take a stronger oversight role of the university as it faced what Morgan called an unprecedented confluence of serious challenges. Board leaders said they had formed a special committee to apply more rigorous attention to urgent matters, specifically campus safety, enrollment, and university engagement and responsiveness between its quarterly board meetings. The board and the special committee will be focused on, as we had planned, on the university's efforts to address the many challenges we face with safety as the first priority. And we will be reaching out to our core constituent groups to make sure we hear from them directly. We recognize that to be effective solutions, and they need to be reflective of the perspectives of the many different groups who care deeply about Temple's future. A small group of senior Temple leaders will guide the school, and public safety will be their number one priority. We'll see where this goes from here, obviously. It just came out a short time ago, but I think it's important to note we've covered the situation in Temple and the crime and the public safety issues for, I mean, a year. I mean, it's been unprecedented. And obviously, when that police officer was murdered, I mean, we learned so much about the absolute failure by the university to ensure that the public safety officers, the police on campus, are able to do their job and keep people safe and then stay safe themselves. So, you know, good riddance to that Temple president. All right. I don't know if are you monitoring this water briefing?
Yeah, it looks like Kenny's speaking right now if you want to go to it.
Not really, but all right, let's see what the mayor has to say. Something woke.
Tap water from the Baxter drinking water treatment plant will remain safe to drink. Sampling has not detected any substance from the spill in the raw water basin or the water treatment system at Baxter. And models tracking the flow and tide of the Delaware River show the potential threat is passing us. The officials here tonight will provide further details in a moment, but I want to first commend the city departments and our partners on the ground who acted so swiftly. No residents were exposed to unsafe chemicals in the city's tap water. City officials exercised caution when more information was needed, and we couldn't rule out the risk of contamination. Now we can all confidently say the threat has passed. I repeat, all of the city's drinking water is safe to drink and will not be impacted by the spill. I know this has been an uncertain time for residents, but you can be confident knowing that you have officials, that the officials tasked with ensuring your well-being and health will always put your safety above everything else. You can drink and use your water with peace of mind. I'll ask Deputy Managing Director Mike Carroll to come up and do a presentation.
Well, first, I'm thrilled that the mayor is able to announce the all clear for Philadelphians to enjoy their drinking water. It's safe, it's contaminant-free, and we can all enjoy it to drink, to cook with, to wash with, whatever you want. So I will drink to that.
I'm sticking with wine and beer. He's drinking water from a glass. Is that what he's doing right now?
Yeah. Okay.
He's drinking water from a glass to show everybody the water is safe.
Just chugged a huge
I just want to let you know.
How do we know it wasn't bottled water he poured in a glass? What is he, Marco Rubio now with the water?
Isn't toasting with water too, like, bad luck?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. I think just drinking water is bad luck.
I also love the sirens in the background.
Yeah, somebody's getting shot and killed out there, but you can drink the water. Somebody's car got jacked on the way to the press conference, but yeah, the water's safe to drink. Good. We feel so much better.
Do you want more of this?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's see. Go ahead.
Everyone's been working real hard since Saturday, you know,
doing
to try
what?
To figure this situation out.
Were you out there cleaning the water?
In terms of our response, all the testing and so forth. I'll give you a quick overview of what we've been doing over the last few days here. It's involved hundreds of samples of water that have been taken in the river outside the plant, in the raw water basin, where we bring the river water in throughout the whole treatment process, and even in the finished water basin before we release it into the distribution system. Again, I want to reiterate, throughout the whole event, no contaminants were ever found in Philadelphia's drinking water. And I just want to commend the Philadelphia Water Department for all their efforts in making sure that that was true, that we can guarantee that nobody ever drank any water that had any contamination from this event. It remains safe for everybody to drink, to use, and like I said, whatever you want to do with the water, it's safe for you.
What else would you do with it?
So in thanking people, I certainly want to point out the hard work of the Philadelphia Water Department, but we did not do it alone.
Very good. Thank you, Matt, for bringing that to my attention.
Is all right, good.
Thank you. Enough. I can't take it. All right. So good. Go drink the water. Knock yourself out. Very good. Well done. And all those gallons of water you bought, keep them for the next global pandemic. All right. Listen, if you want to make lifetime memories with your family, your friends, and your loved ones, now is the time to book a getaway at My Happy Place, the beautiful oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Book a spring break getaway now, or it's never too early to book a June and July midweek stay. Look, spring break is here. You got to have something fun to do with the kids so they don't drive you crazy. So at least take them to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, a huge, beautiful indoor heated pool. And a great package for you, arcade room. They've got a restaurant on site, Hemingway's, great food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the package goes like this. You stay two nights, save 5%. The breakfast is included for everybody. Stay three or four nights, you save 10%. Breakfast is included. Five or more nights, save 15%. Breakfast included. And they'll love it. And there's so much to do in Cape May, too. You got the beach, obviously, to walk on. You got miniature golf. There's arcades. There's great restaurants, ice cream shops. Family memories in my favorite town on the Jersey Shore, Cape May. And the Grand Hotel is my favorite place to stay. It's my happy place. You can also book a June or July midweek package as well, and they're going to fill up fast. But depending on how long you go, you're going to get resort credits for up to $75 a night that you can use at the restaurant, at the bar, the outdoor pool bar, the beach concession stand, a gift shop to get passes for a whale-watching boat cruise. You will enjoy yourself very, very much. So book a gorgeous guest room, a suite, or a townhouse, and always book direct with the Grand Hotel for the absolute best rates. Call 800-257-8550 or visit them at grandhotelcapemay.com, grandhotelcapemay.com. I tell you, it's a beautiful place for weddings, for events, so many great memories there. And the spring break, definitely where you want to be, because the kids love to swim and the huge indoor heated pool will make everybody happy. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Well, before this Tuesday is gone with the wind, I got a couple more clips I got to get through to you. Show flew by again today, as it often does. But today, Senator John Kennedy was on Fox News after the hearing with Alejandro Mayorkas, the border secretary, the Homeland Security secretary, who's absolutely a disaster at his job. This is what Senator Kennedy said on Fox News. Take a listen.
Senator, two quick things here. A, remind me not to get on your bad side. B, Did you get any answers at all there?
Yes. Here's what I learned today. I learned today that either Secretary Mayorkas believes in completely open borders, or he is not qualified to manage a Chuck E. Cheese. Now, he is not incompetent. He is not an unintelligent man. It is clear to me, after listening to the Secretary for about 3, maybe 4 hours, that he believes in open borders. There are 3 simple steps, one of which I asked him about, that could solve 3/4 of our problem tomorrow. He refuses to do any of those 3.
Ted Cruz slammed him too. I played 1 cut for you from Senator Ted Cruz earlier in the show, but this is the 2nd clip. I don't know which one I played earlier, actually.
This is cut 2. We played cut 1 earlier.
Okay, cut 2. Thank you.
Has the crisis at our southern border made Americans less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we are dedicated to the safety.
Has the crisis made Americans less safe? I don't want a discourse. It's a yes or no question.
Senator, we have a challenge of.
You refuse to answer the question.
Not.
Mr. Secretary, let me show you how someone doing his job answers a question in a straightforward manner. Chief Ortiz, is the crisis that is currently ongoing at the southern border making the border less safe for Americans and aliens alike? Answer, yes. 1 word, 1 syllable, 3 letters. That's how someone answers a question and does their job. You're being a politician misleading the American people. Let me give you a chance again. Will you show the same integrity Chief Ortiz shows? Is the crisis at the southern border making Americans less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we have 260,000.
You refuse to answer the question. Let's move on.
There was more, too. He also savaged him over human trafficking at the border as well. But I want to play this clip for you before the show ends today. The View today, you know, we talk about the issue of the Muslim Uyghurs in China who are in internment camps or in concentration camps in China. The View doesn't really think that's a big deal, though. Here's The View's Sonny Hostin downplaying Muslim internment camps in China. Take a listen.
And so as a woman of color, with a 6'2" black kid in college and a 5'7", 5'8" black kid in high school, I don't see that part of American exceptionalism. I'm sorry. No. I think this country has a lot of problems that could be solved. Yes, maybe they're putting Muslims in jail in Afghanistan, I think you mentioned,
China.
And China. They're putting a lot of more black people in jail.
But
here.
Can I ask?
The difference, of course, is that people in this country have access to due process and attorneys and Muslim Uyghurs are just thrown in camps. But look, The View is on what station?
There'll be 6 ABC.
ABC. Please, Matt DeSantis, use the correct corporate name.
Sorry.
ABC Disney China.
I apologize.
Is the official parent company of ABC. So you see, the official parent company of ABC is Disney. The official parent company of Disney is China. So it's ABC Disney China.
That's so, why she blamed Afghanistan at first.
Yeah, so she's like Afghanistan, right? I mean, no, China. Oh, she has to say the C word.
She also had to get her kids' heights in there for some reason.
Yeah, you have very tall kids. We're all very impressed with you. Wow, they must have really, really big shoes.
Yeah.
Here is The View today yelling about how the Republicans make a lot of money off children's deaths. These people are ghouls. I'm telling you. They are friggin' ghouls over there at ABC Disney China. Take a listen. Yeah, you have that one from earlier today? I think I said it to you, right?
It is likely that at this moment, the next mass shooter is planning their...
They do nothing. It's all about the money. You know, Marsha Blackburn is a senator from Tennessee. Huh? She, of course, sent out her thoughts and prayers. She is 13th on a list of senators who received the most money from the NRA. She received over $1.3 million in donations while representing a state with 1,273 gun deaths a year. Mm-hmm. Okay, follow the money. This is what this is all about, the gun lobby. All these people who are selling guns, they make a lot of money off of children's deaths, apparently, in this country. They're worrying about, you know,
Horrible. Thank you. Make money off children's deaths in this country. These people are ghouls. All right, listen, have a great rest of your night. We'll be back, of course, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Follow me on Twitter. In the meantime, keep the conversation going, at Rich Zioli. Check out WPHT's new YouTube channel, where we put my opening monologue today and some other things. On YouTube, just look for 1210 WPHD. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Thank you.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.